I've ever heard.
What?
I'm bored.
Good.
Guess what?
What?
I want something to do.
Guess what?
What?
I'm cooking dinner right now, so leave me alone.
But I want something to do. I can cook.
What have you ever cooked?
Nothing, but I can do it.
Now, Lillian, let me explain something. The stove is hot. Now, you come over here, start fooling around, burn your little fingers, start screaming till nobody can hear, and then you'll show somebody your burned fingers, and people are going to be looking at me like this.
That's no fair. Everyone does what they want except me. I'm sick of it.
Guess what?
What?
Follow me. Guess what?
What?
This is a salad bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What?
This is the dressing.
Yes.
This is the most important ingredient that goes into the salad.
Okay.
Now, I want you to shake it up so I can put it in the salad. No, no, come on, come on, come on. You have to shake it, shake it, shake it, because it's very important. Shake it. No, no, no. Look, 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 look. Shake, shake, shake. All right, come on, shake it, shake it. There you go. That's right.
I'm getting tired, Dot Dot Stibbles.
Keep shaking.
I'm getting tired.
Keep shaking. Oh, no, no, no. Here, okay, okay, okay. Get up here. Now press the bottle close to you. We're going to shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it. What he says.
It's a great meal.
Thank you.
Whatever.
The older I get, the more I appreciate the love that's generated when the family gets together.
And especially when we sit down to eat, that's when you really generate love.
Yes, you can smell food cooking in this house all the way in your apartment in the village.
You guys, I'm hurt by your cynicism. I mean, I came here to visit you guys. I only ate to be polite.
Ooh. My goodness, well, please, the next time you come over, have bad manners.
Theo comes over to our house to eat, too.
Yeah, the other day we ordered Chinese from Bamboo Walk, and Theo met the delivery guy on the street and very politely followed him to our house.
Yeah. If that's how you guys feel about my visits, I won't come to anybody's house at dinner time ever again.
Fine.
Good!
Got Winnie and Nelson to fall asleep.
Oh, how did you do it?
Dropped them on their heads. Just kidding.
Well, I guess I better go up and tuck them in.
No, I already did that. I took all the toys out of the crib so they wouldn't hurt themselves. And I read them a story until they fell asleep. Babies, nothing to it.
Well, I used to think so, too, before I had them.
Since I've been at medical school, Sandra's been getting to know the twins very well.
I love my children, but these are the only people I see all day long. And you cannot believe how devious they are, how they conspire together. I mean, for example, Winnie will start taking off her clothes. Now, as I go over there and start trying to put them back on, I turn over here and Nelson has climbed up on the counter and he shoves a cookie into his mouth. Now, I run over to try and pry his mouth open to get the cookie out. I look over and Winnie is in the potted plants throwing dirt all over the floor.
Why don't you just take them out of the house more often?
Theo, I take these children every place I go, and they do the same thing. Okay, I have been thrown out of banks, restaurants. One time, truly, we were at a bus stop, and the people pitched in to give us money for cab fare so that we wouldn't get on the bus.
Hey!
Hi.
Hey!
How you guys doing?
Oh, Sandra is just telling us about the trials and tribulations of raising twins.
What trials and tribulations? It's just one extra baby.
Denise, you have no idea what they put me through. The two of them are almost impossible to control.
If you are organized, two extra babies shouldn't be any more of a problem than one.
Excuse me?
Hey, I'm just telling you, if I had twins, there'd be no problems.
Fine. How would you like to babysit for them tomorrow night so Elvin and I can go to a movie?
Yeah.
Fine. In fact, stay away the whole weekend if you want. Take off the month. See you next year.
Okay, you little cuties. While Mommy's getting ready, I'm going to put you in your little palace where you can do anything in the world that you want. And that's the only place you can do anything you want.
You've been the cookie dough.
You've been the cookies. You've been the cookies. Now listen, your Aunt Denise is coming by, and she is going to have a great time with you, and you're going to have a great time with her, okay? You guys going to be good? Say yes. That's your Aunt Denise now.
Hey, now.
Hi. Hi, Bob.
I brought something for you and the missus.
Come in. Come in. Did you make this yourself, Bob?
Yep, and this time it's legal. Apple cider fresh from my daddy's farm in Virginia and some eucalyptus pecan soap. Now, they're the same color, so you got to be very careful not to get them mixed up.
Yeah.
I won't. Also brought back some turkey gobblers. Want you and the wife to come over and gobble one with us.
That sounds like a great idea. Well, Sandra and I are going out tonight. Can we take a rain check on those gobblers?
Well, how about next Saturday?
Sure. Great. And, Bob, do me a favor. Could you kill the turkeys before we come over this time?
No problem. I'll even kill the cauliflower. Well, I'll see you around.
Okay.
The bend.
Okay, Bob.
I'll see you around.
All right, good night.
Like a donut. I'll see you around.
All right, Bob, good night.
I know, Cap.
How do I look?
Stunning, gorgeous, like a new woman.
Oh, I feel like one. Winnie and Nelson, Mommy and Daddy are going to go out, and we're very sorry, but I promise you we'll come back with a positive attitude.
That's right. Oh, there she is. Okay, please, please be Denise. Please be Hello.
Hey, here we are. Hi, Denise Hi. Kendall.
Baby. We want another baby.
Who do I see in the pan? Hi, Winnie. Hi, Nelson. It's Auntie Denise.
And Cousin Olivia.
Denise, you didn't need to bring any food. We have the baby's food right here.
That is all pre-cooked, pre-processed, please.
Yes, it's also easy.
Well, easy isn't everything. Look, just let me prepare a homemade, totally organic meal. I do it for Olivia all the time. You like more organic cooking, don't you?
I love it.
See?
And I'm still alive.
Okay, but you two know that Winnie is allergic to carrots, and she breaks out in a rash, and their feeding time's in half an hour.
No problem.
Okay, listen, Denise, another thing. If they start crying, all right, you just pop this in the VCR, all right? This is a tape of children singing I've Been Working on the Railroad. Okay, Winnie and Nelson, they love it. I don't know why they love
what?
It. Just keep rewinding it.
Come on, a videotape, you guys? You actually let an electronic instrument babysit your children?
Yes, and we're proud of it.
Okay, Denise, if you think that you can do this better than we can, go ahead, take a shot at it. And if you need to get in touch with us, this is the number for the Ophelia Theater.
Well, I'll take it, but I know we won't need it, because we're all going to have a wonderful time, right?
Great. Okay. Well, bye, Winnie. Bye, Nelson.
Bye. Bye. Have a good time at your movie theater.
Okay.
Bye. Yes.
All right.
Bye. Let the babysitting begin.
What do we do?
Let's fix dinner.
Crying. Are they okay?
Well, Winnie and Nelson, it's okay. Mommy and Daddy are here.
They're fine. You guys, they're fine.
Muffin, you think we should go after all?
Come on, you guys. You're acting like you don't think I can handle this. Would you go?
Well, Denise, it's just that you don't have much experience with kids.
Excuse me? Have I not done a good job raising Olivia?
I'm still alive.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, we'll
go.
Bye.
Bye.
Sure.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Start babysitting and let's do a good job so we can show Sandra and Elvin that we know what we're doing.
Yes!
Yes.
Oh.
those babies down, but we did it. Anyways, once we give them their dinner, they'll probably fall right to sleep.
They're crying again.
I guess we just can't stop them.
Let me try.
But I think maybe I should handle this. Give me a toy. Here you guys go! What do I do next?
Videotape.
Videotape! Yes, with the children singing. They love that. Olivia, you're a genius! Okay, you guys, it's showtime. I guess we blew a fuse. The lights are out on the whole block. We must be having a blackout. Well, anyways, did the pioneers need electricity?
No.
No, we're just going to make the best dinner in the dark.
Videotape.
Well, we can't turn on the VCR because it doesn't work without electricity, sweetie.
We are in big trouble.
Hey, Dad.
Hey. Mwah. Ooh, thank you.
I see you're reading a book.
Yes.
Then I'll be quiet.
Good.
I'm just gonna get a banana. Good. Bananas are quiet.
Yes, thank you. Why don't you count Dad's gray hairs?
Why don't I count the black ones instead? Look, you have a gray hair on your hand.
Well, I don't see a gray hair on my hand. Come on, come on.
Look, it's very big.
No, that's the way the light is shining on the thing.
Hey, Vanessa, look at the back of Dad's hand.
Whoa, a gray hair. And a big one.
Dad said it was just the light shining off of it.
No way, Dad. That's just an old gray hair.
Well, maybe a gray hair, but it's just one.
Well, sure. They travel alone at first. The next thing you know, they start showing up in bunches. Then you got them growing out of your eyebrows.
And he has one now. He does, too, and a long one.
Look, but why don't you just leave me alone? I came here, I wanted to read my book quiet. What now?
You have a gray eyelash.
No way.
Look.
Listen, do you all mind, please? I mean, I came down here to read the book. I just want a little quiet, all right?
Okay. We're going upstairs, Dad. Yes. Sorry.
Thank you.
You know, I bet after it all goes gray, it'll start falling out. Everything. I don't know what to do. I have bounced them. I have told them stories. You were the age not too long ago. What do they want?
They want to stay awake.
Well, why do they want to stay awake?
Because they're hungry.
They're hungry, right. They should have been fed by now. Hallelujah. Yes, the lights. Look, they're so quiet.
I'm going to finish dinner.
Okay. Your toast is in the toaster. Let's get this thing on the road. Food processor. Microwave. Blender. Electronic cooking, this is the way to go. What? No. I can't believe this. A blackout again. You stay there. Who's there?
Hi, Sandra. It's me, Bob. B-O-B, Bob.
This isn't Sandra. This is, her sister Denise.
Oh, well, I came to offer some neighborly help. I got 100 candles here, all beeswax.
Just a second. Bob, how do you know my sister?
Well, I live in 8B. B for Bob, beeswax, blackout.
Bob, we're very busy here. Can you just leave those candles by the door, please?
Okay, I don't blame you for being a bit cautious. There's a lot of weirdos out here.
Okay, then, bye.
Okay, take her easy. If you need any help, I'm in 8B. B for Bob, beeswax, and blackout. And bye.
That was Bob, B-O-B.
You know, you should have told him.
What?
To mind his own beeswax.
You know, I really don't have time to make dinner. You're gonna have to give him some of this gross bottle food. Well, here we go.
Denise, stop.
What?
When he's allergic to something, remember?
That's right. What is she allergic to?
I don't know. I can't know everything.
I can't just go feed her. She'd get sick. I gotta call Sandra and Elvin at the movie theater. Shoot, what did I do with that number?
You threw it away.
Great.
Denise?
Huh?
Call your mom.
Yeah, my mom. She's babysat for them before. She'll know it when he's allergic to. Olivia, my love, you've really come through for me tonight.
Well, we're a team.
Well, we fed them, we got them quiet, finally got them to bed. I'd say we did a pretty good job.
Yes, we did.
Why don't we sit down and have some dinner ourselves, huh? Would you like some pears? Some peas?
Or my favorite, custard?
Custard.
Two custards coming up. You know, Sandra and Elvin didn't think I could do a good job babysitting, but I think we've proved them wrong.
Yeah.
No, look.
Are you talking about this little white hair on the back of your head?
But it wasn't there. Don't pull. It wasn't there yesterday.
There's only one there. I don't know why you're so upset. And besides, there's nothing you can do. This is nature.
No, well, I thought you might go upstairs and get that dye that you put on your hair.
Dye?
Yeah, the dye. You know,
excuse
when your gray hairs
me,
come out.
I do not put dye on my hair.
Yeah, but it's
I
gray.
Use highlight.
You highlight it? Oh, well, get the highlight dye and bring it down here.
I'm going to pluck it.
No, don't pluck. No. Please, go upstairs and get... What is going on?
Well, the electricity went out in the apartment again. The super says it won't be back on again until tomorrow.
And this was the only house you found with a light?
Okay. Let us stay here tonight.
No.
Oh, stop.
Out. All no, of them with stop. The little raggedy children.
Stop. Out. You know you can stay here. How'd the babysitting go?
Terrific. Look at the faces. They're happy babies.
Oh, terrific. Yeah, terrific. I got all the food off the floor and the counter. It'll take me a whole day to scrape the eggplant off the microwave.
Should I ask what happened?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say it could have happened to anybody. Secondly, I'll tell you tomorrow. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Thanks.
Now, wait, where are you all going to sleep?
Oh, don't worry, Dad. We'll find someplace.
Right. I don't want to see any babies in my bed. No. You see, that's what makes these. And that. And the ones that you're highlighting. Come on.
We'll go sleep in the basement. Please. And maybe we won't need any highlights. Woo!
The Cosby Show was taped before a studio audience.